Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Thanks to the low cost of food in the United States, the average American family has earned enough money to pay for their food costs for the entire year. Vicki Bryant from Monroe County, who chairs the Kentucky Farm Bureau Women's Organization, says it's a great time to celebrate the low cost of food while Farm Bureau members are in Frankfort today for the legislative drive-in.
Food Checkout Week is a celebration of the abundant and affordable food supply that we enjoy here in Kentucky and in the United States. And the average American worker only has to work about 7 weeks to pay for their food supply for an entire year. And when you consider that most people have to work 100 days to pay their yearly taxes, then that makes you realize even more what an incredible value our food is.
Bryant says people need to realize the value of the American food supply.
Other countries spend so much more to feed their families. For instance, China spends 26% of their income on food, and Peru spends 36%. If you live in Kenya, you'd spend 47% of your income on food.
She adds, thanks to advances in agriculture, fewer farmers feed more people than ever.
We only spend between 7 and 10% of our income on food, and for the most part, we have the American farmer to thank for that. In the 1960s, each farm fed approximately 25 to 30 people. But today, thanks to modern-day practices and the efficiency of our farmers, each farm will feed about 165 people, so you can see how advanced farming has become.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer's different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Bryant says almost every county farm bureau in the state celebrates food checkout during the week of February 19th.
Locally, we had a proclamation signed by our county judge, and we proclaimed last week as Food Checkout Week. And also, we donated a year's supply of food for two students in our local school's backpack program. And also, in addition to that, we distributed information to various clubs and organizations about Food Checkout Week that had a lot of this information on it.
She says often we think we spend a lot of money at the grocery store, but that's not necessarily the case.
I think a lot of times the things that we buy at the grocery stores or at our local discount stores, we're buying a lot of other things besides groceries, besides our food, and so we don't take that into consideration a lot of times.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.